Hi, this is Stephanie with customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling. There is a charge on my card, and I didn't order anything. So your number was on my card, and it's called Extraordinary Gadgets.
Is the name Linda Foster?
Yes.
I found an account with your name. Could you just verify your address for security purposes, please, ma'am?
Well, I don't know what this is, so I don't want to verify my address. I'm calling because there's a charge.
Could you do an email?
I do have an email.
You can verify with your email.
lsafoster@yahoo.com.
All right, perfect. Just bear with me while the account loads. All right, so what were you inquiring about today, ma'am?
Yes, there's a charge on my account that is not mine. I didn't order anything from Extraordinary Gadgets.
How much was it?
It's $67.32.
Okay, so I do see back on. Do you remember anything about a kitchen? It's like a KitchenAid or kitchen set back on October 20th.
I have not ordered anything kitchen set back in October.
Bear with me one moment.
And I haven't received any kitchen set at all.
So it looks like, I don't know if it was you or somebody who got, it was a KitchenAid sweepstakes to win one of those back on the 20th of October.
I didn't order it and I have not received anything in KitchenAid.
So you did not, you don't recall doing any of this? You believe it's fraud?
No, it's not me. And I haven't received anything.
We do take that very seriously, so I'm going to send you over to our fraud department. Just bear with me one moment, okay?
Of course.
All right, I'm about to transfer you over, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.